So where is this UFO?
It's circling the Earth, ma'am. 19 minutes ago, it went into orbit.
Friends, on this night of peace, we stand confronted by an unknown danger. Aliens.
First Field Elf Battalion, set.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's a ho, 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 ah. Field Elves, jingle. Jingle, jingle. Drop time, 18.14 seconds per household.
Now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Ho, ho, oh my. None of us could have ever expected a Christmas like we're having this year. And so many traditions have gone by the way, at least for the time being. But maybe it's time we picked up a new tradition or two. You know, in Wales, they have someone in a horse skull come to your house and engage in a poetry slam on the front doorstep. And then, if you don't keep up with them, they can come into your house and raid your larder. Now, just make sure everyone's wearing masks, even under the horse's skull. Carry on and have a wonderful new tradition at Christmas. Here's a traditional tune from Cherish the Ladies. Ding dong merrily on high.
Thank you.
To Celt in a Twist for our special Christmas show, and we're looking at traditions around the world that you might be interested in adopting this year. Now, from wanderlust.co, I've learned that Norwegians believe that Christmas Eve coincides with the arrival of evil spirits and witches. It's only logical, then, that Norwegian householders hide all their brooms before they go to sleep. That's a good idea. And if you're interested in another form of transportation, here's Bella Fleck and the Flecktones and Sleigh Ride.
She was was lighting a fire to celebrate the solstice again. We were fighting desire. We both knew we would give in by the end. I thought she had an open heart. It was just her heaving breasts, standing by the oaken hearth with the other heathen guests. And we were all drinking fluids with the druids on the longest night of the year. From here on the days are getting longer. The sun comes to renew our spirit. And we're all getting stronger. Come on over here, you can really feel it. The church temples, each have their traditions. Now all the town tonight has come to indulge in their seditions. For it's well known by everyone that the pagans have more fun. And so we were all drinking fluids with the druids on the lawn. Night of the year, the longest night of the year, the longest night of the year, on the longest night of the year, the longest night of the year.
Celebrating the longest night of the year. And if you're sitting around in the dark, you might think about the poor kids in Greenland. Every Christmas, they tuck into matak, raw whale skin with a little blubber, and kiviak, which is made by wrapping an auk, which is a small Arctic bird, in a seal skin, burying it for several months, and eating its decomposed flesh. Yum. I don't think you can get those things on Amazon. You're listening to Celt in a Twist as we celebrate Christmas with you in a very Celtic way. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Hi, this is Ian Byrne from The Elders, and you've got your Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
All alone and lost in a New York subway station. So far from the home we know so well. I wonder what we're doing here. Lonely faces, hidden fear. All our dreams come true with the banging of the bell. Many years go by with a letter from your brother. In our lonely house, the old man passed away. We lamented at the wake fortunes lost, we wander in dismay. Just before I hit the wall, I hear the promise made to all, I will see you all again on Christmas Day. A morning letter from your sister Mary, and mother's doing fine though fading away. What keeps her heart alive is your promise by her side. I will see you all again.
Operational and homing organizer, the Ho Ho 3000.
Whoopie doo, aren't you the fancy Nancy? Don't matter what you come up with, son, you may be the next in line, but you'll never get to be center unless you knock him off.
little set, The Elders and Christmas Day, and Natalie McMaster and Donald Leahy with St. Nick's. Of course, St. Nick is not the only person bringing treats around on Christmas Day. In Italy, they have a witch called La Befana. The story goes that the three wise men invited the witch to accompany them to see the baby Jesus. She said she was too busy, but she'd do it later, and that's why she comes around every year. So if you're getting tired of old fat men trying to squeeze themselves down the chimney, there you have an alternative. And here is Eileen Ivers with Apples in Winter. from Eileen Ivers. Now, if you're serving a Christmas dinner this year, there might not be a large crowd around the table. I know in our family, it's just going to be the two of us. So you might want to do this. Now, in Portugal, during Consada, the traditional Christmas feast, families sometimes set extra places at the dinner table for deceased relatives. It's thought that the practice will ensure good fortunes for the household. In some areas, crumbs are left out on the hearth as well. That's a nice thought, isn't it? And there are so many deceased relatives this year, unfortunately. But you're listening to Celt in a Twist. We're bringing you a little bit of Christmas cheer from the Celtic world. I'm Patricia Fraser.
It started with Stille Nacht, Silent Night, Christmas 1914. Men from both sides ventured into no man's land to shake hands with their enemy. Cigarettes and souvenirs, and even a game of football.
Candles lit up Tannenbaum, Stille Nacht brought in the dawn. The khaki army was reborn on that frozen morning 14, when boys walked out into no man's land, exchanging smokes and offering their hands. Songs were sang on the blasted land on that charmed day in 14. And many's the tale's been woven and spun, how they played football and left their guns without a thought or a care. Who lost or won, they would fight no more at Christmas. Fraternity of the common man who all believe in Christmas. And many is the tales been worn and spun, how they played before, let their guns without a thought or a tear. Who lost or won, they would fight no more at Christmas. Played football, let their guns without a thought or a care. Who lost or won, they would fight no more at Christmas. And many's the tales been worn and spun, how they played football, let their guns without a thought or a care. Who lost or won, they would fight no more at Christmas. No more at Christmas.
Christmas.
Fight no war at Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, my mama. Now you do the law. But Lord, and you like to let the night that it gets down to your own bed.
My name is Francis Dolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. to Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to here. I fought for king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still while Christmas songs were sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day. They're brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmates on the cold and rocky ground when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Now listen up, my lads, says I, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner said to me. Soon, one by one, each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons, they were silent, and the gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought its respite from the war. As soon as they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, God rest you merry gentlemen struck up some lads from Kent. The next they sang was still a nut to Silent Night, says I, and in two tongues one song filled up lad's sky. There's someone coming towards us now, the front line sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strolled unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet, we met there hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy, and we wished each other well. In a flare-lit soccer game, we gave them hell. We traded chocolate cigarettes and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played a squeeze box, and they had a violin. The curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight stole upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose families have I fixed within my sight? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung, and the frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Well, my name is Francis Dolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. The ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
S1 hull drop altitude. This is Germany, Father. Drive on the right. National dish, sausage.
Okay, let's show them, people. Operation Santa Claus is coming to town.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men. and called on Snoopy to do it again. Twice the night before Christmas and 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. He spied the Red Baron and fiercely they fought. With eyes on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ring out from the land, asking peace of all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron and Snoopy dead in his sights. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, toast. And Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on the way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world.
Three songs, all linked by spending Christmas during the First World War. Yeah, times are tough sometimes at Christmas. The first song we heard was Christmas by the Celtic Social Club, then Pat Chesel and Christmas in the Trenches, and of course, finally, The Clumsy Lovers and Snoopy's Christmas. Now back to the more traditional tunes. Here's Deborah Lynn and the Wexford Carol.
Good people all, this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending His beloved Son. With Mary, pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem, upon that morn, there was a blessed Messiah born. Birds in great fear.
in most communities, Christmas is a good excuse to give the house a complete cleaning from top to bottom. But Ukrainians like to remember the tradition of an old poor woman who couldn't afford to decorate her tree and woke on Christmas morning to discover a beautiful, sparkling spider web that a kind-hearted spider had used to decorate her tree. Now, I'm not recommending that you leave spider webs around your house, but if you do, at least you've got a good excuse and you can say you're just paying tribute to the Ukrainians. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. It's Christmas time, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Your house when I look on Google Earth. How do you get all the presents in the sack? Does your sack have to get bigger every year because of exponential population growth? And how do you get down the chimneys? I put my head in ours and it's really small. Santa, how can you get round the whole world in just one night?
I think you are real, but how do you do it?
Thank you. sees. You are an angel of the finest degree, and I'll take care of you forever.
So get up, my baby, get out of bed. I was fighting me off, my sweet little redhead. There's work to be done, and there's mouths to be fed. Then hurry back home, my darling.
Before that, we heard The Langer's Ball and A Christmas Lullaby, kind of deceptively named. I don't think you're going to lull anybody to sleep with that. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday. We are produced through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our producer is Cal Coate. We're going to go out on the very traditional Vince Guaraldi Trio and Linus and Lucy. Till next time. I'm Patricia Fraser.
thank you. Many years ago, my father told me that being Santa is the best job in the world. He was right.
Calcopyrite. Communications.